Thank you and good morning. A California man wanted in connection with a string of bank burglaries in both Oregon and California is in custody. On Monday, after the sheriff's office issued their press release about the bank burglaries in Humboldt County, Medford police announced they had arrested 38-year-old Bakersfield resident Daniel Kulrick in Medford in connection with similar incidents there. On December 10th, deputies responded to the U.S. Bank in Scotia after a bank manager emptying the night drop box found two pieces of cardboard with some sort of adhesive on them and connected to a string in the drop box. On December 11th, officials at Redwood Capital Bank and Fortuna reported a similar incident at their bank, in which it appears two males and a female assisted in stealing items from the box. Kulrick is connected with similar burglaries in Arroyo Grande and San Luis Obispo, and authorities are now working to tie him to several burglaries across two states. The Avoid the 7 DUI Task Force, which includes local law enforcement agencies and the California Highway Patrol, continues to focus on dangerous and impaired drivers on local roads during the holiday period. The CHP will conduct a maximum enforcement period tonight through Christmas night, while local agencies will use saturation patrols to focus on traffic safety. Since the 13th, 47 drivers have been arrested across Humboldt County on suspicion of driving under the influence of either alcohol or drugs, or for driving without proper licenses or registrations. Those numbers are through Monday night. Avoid getting behind the wheel if you have been drinking, and remember that Humboldt Towing is offering free rides home for both you and your vehicle, no questions asked. The Crescent City Area California Highway Patrol has released no new information regarding a single-vehicle fatal traffic collision that claimed the life of a 57-year-old Crescent City man over the weekend. The driver was headed southbound on Highway 199 north of Walker Road when, for unknown reasons, his vehicle left the roadway and collided with a redwood tree. Passing motorists arrived at the scene within a few minutes and were able to remove the driver as the vehicle caught fire. The fire completely engulfed the Dodge Caravan. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash and died as a result of his injuries at the scene. Del Norte authorities are working to notify next of kin before releasing the driver's name. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies arrested 29-year-old parolee Daniel Bose in connection with an armed robbery at a convenience store in Covelo. Bose was identified through surveillance video by a Round Valley tribal member, and a search of his apartment turned up an undisclosed amount of cash and a sawed-off shotgun suspected of being used in the robbery. Bose was booked into Mendocino County Jail on several charges, including armed robbery and the parole violations. Mendocino deputies arrested 20-year-old Brandon Cleland on Monday after conducting a traffic stop near Highway 20. Deputies found a loaded AR-15 rifle, a model which is classified as a prohibited assault weapon in California, and 2 pounds of packaged marijuana. Cleland was booked on drug possession and possession of an illegal weapons charge. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
A decade of difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live in the Arcata High School Career and College Center. Do you have life and work experiences that could be of benefit to our local youth? We're recruiting community members to mentor and share ideas with our middle and high school students. Please call me at 839-5114 for more information. The decade of difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The city of Arcata is known for a lot of things, but according to Police Chief Tom Chapman, one thing the city has never been known for is a high rate of violent crime. That image has been shaken over the past year with a double homicide in May, as well as a stabbing incident that left two HSU students with injuries and the most recent stabbing death on 12th Street. Chapman told Talk Shop that violent crimes have risen, but it's normally an altercation between people known to each other and an incident gets out of hand.
One of the great things about Arcata is traditionally the violent crime rate has been really low. Property crime, not so much. We're within norms on our property crime. But we've had a few stabbings. We had a shooting back in May, and I can't attribute it to anything but stupidity.
Chapman does not think that the average Arcata resident is a target for a random violent act.
For many people in the community is when you have a random act. There's no apparent connection between the victim and the suspect. When I think of a random attack is somebody hiding in the bushes and jumping out and attacking somebody without provocation. That hasn't been the case with any of our increase in violent crime. There's been a relationship, however slight, there's always been a relationship between the victim and the attacker.
Chapman did point out that Arcata has been a high property crime area, something that does match the statistics. And that's the news on this Christmas Eve. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.